Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, but beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos and this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. Be joyful. I got back last night, and up we are, ready to roll. It's funny because, you know, over the weekend, or not over the weekend, but the last couple of days, my brother and I, while we were driving, we're talking, and there might be another business opportunity that's coming up. And in these times, you always got to go to God. And my mother reminded me of that when we got back, because you know how you kind of get excited about a new venture. And she just said, you know, did you talk to God about it? Did you ask? And the thing is you always... If you're around people that have that reverence towards God, that push you to be better, push you to actually continually walk, continually go, continually think on God, you just become a better person. I mean, there's been multiple times in my life when this kind of stuff comes up, and God's closed the door. And in these situations, I also always ask God to open the door or to close the door. Either way, I'm good to go. Because you don't really know what's best for you, in a sense. You know, you might think it's a good idea. You might make a ton of money doing it, but it might take away a part of your life that God wants you to have. And I always go back to, if I would have been very, very successful when we started our business, I mean, I was successful before we started, then we started the business, and then we were broke, I think I would have been a completely different person. And God knew that and knows that about me. God knows every hair on your head. God knows everything that's going on in your life. And if you go to Him and all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. If you go to Him and you're directed by Him, you can be very stable knowing and comforted knowing that God is there for you 100%. And that what you're doing is walking with God. And therefore, it's going to be blessed beyond measure. But anyways, just to give you a little background. But I was reading this morning in Ephesians, and I've gone over this 100 times, but this just blessed me this morning. If you go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, it says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, out from whom every family in heaven and earth is named." Every person is named, everyone is called. You personally are called and summoned by God. Verse 16, "In order that He called everyone in order that He may grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened, which is to be made powerful in effect, with might, which is the ability by His Holy Spirit in the within man. By the pneuma hagion, the Holy Spirit that works in you, He's strengthening you, which is helping you cause effect and gives you the ability to do things. You are never lacking with God. And it's learning to develop your mind in relationship with God that you believe that. You're never lacking. Verse 17, "that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith." Again, it's not by your acts. It's not by the things you do. Christ dwells in your heart through faith, in order that ye, being rooted or taking root and founded or grounded in love, may be fully able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height." All this stuff is to be founded and grounded in love so that you may experience and that you may know what is the depth, the breadth, the length and the height, and to know the love of the Messiah, which passeth understanding or knowledge, in order that ye might be fully accomplished or filled with all the fullness of God. When you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are fully furnished and accomplished with God. And you got to learn to dwell in that and understand who you are. "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." You can do anything in this life, especially when you're walking with God. Verse 20, "now unto Him who is able to do infinitely abundantly above all that we ask or think." And that is just a wonderful verse. Infinitely abundantly. Abounding. Anything you can think of, God is greater than. I mean, did you just see I don't know if you saw this, but they said that there's this mile structure underneath the pyramids, that the pyramids is actually the top of a huge structure. Infinitely beyond. I mean, that just blows my mind. God is able to do infinitely beyond anything you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. You have the Holy Spirit, the power from on high that's in you, and it can do anything. Verse 21, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. You have Christ in you, the hope of glory. And it's just a wonderful place to be. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God, always to God, never to Jesus Christ. Lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for the safe trip. I thank you for everything that's going on, for the, like I said, the thing is the new business thing. If we want to do that, I just ask that, again, that you open that door, close that door. I also pray to give me the emotional will to start losing weight and to start cutting weight a little bit, Father. I thank you that just how much you love us and how much you bless us. I thank you for fellowship, and I thank you for just the people that take care of everything, and just how much of a blessing it is. I thank you for my brother, and just how nice it is to be able to walk through life with him and his family. And I just thank you for the time that you've given me, and the business and the friends and the family and just everything, Father. I just lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.